Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilay Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Today's daf is Bechoris Daf Chav Beis. Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf starts off with explaining the Mishnah, Daf Chav Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Ne'emash Shafach Haras Dam is Tikaver and Ptura Menah Bechoris. So Bechoris means that it's a Vlad. And yet Reb Chiya says that it's not a time to be magav, to be masa. It's not a vlad. So the Gemara says that oilam it is a vlad. It should be a vlad. Just as lotam b'roiv. So that's why it's torah from tumas maga and masa. It doesn't have tumas nevela because it's a bit b'roiv. And also it should not be tikaver because it's lotam b'roiv. But in Rabbanan we said that it needs kvura. So Taisa later on in Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, Taisa has a big nidain. That it's more there in the Mishnah that a Bechor Bal Mum is Mutter L'Goyim Beis Hillahold. You can feed it to Goyim. Taisa assumes that you can also feed it to Klavim. You're allowed to feed a Bechor Bal Mum to Klavim. Taisa brings many rayas that it's Usher to feed to Goyim and to Klavim. One of the rayas is from our Mishnah that it's Usher Ba'anon, it's Tikaver. Why can't you give it to your dog? It's Charor Azdam. Elamai, it's Usher. So how come sometimes it's butcher, sometimes it's usher? So Taizer says the Yisoid, which is not really our topic right now, but Taizer says the Yisoid, that when it had a Shechita Ksheira, and it was mutter for Yisrael, so it's also mutter for Goyim and for Klavim. But when it did not have a Shechita Ksheira, like it was a Trefa, or in our case that it died, so then it's usher for Yisrael, and maybe it's also usher for Goyim and Klavim. And that's Mahur and Taizer's there. The Shailas, where is Taizer Chacha from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah Lamaisa, the reason that it's Asher Bahana is because it's the first Mishnah Nivtra Amin Abachira. It's a different reason. How could you machiach from us that a Bechor Shemes is Asher Bahana? Right here, we're really looking for a way to tell people that it's Nivtra Amin Abachira. How did we do that? We made it Asher Bahana, so now everyone will know that it's Nivtra Amin Abachira. But how do we see from here in our Sugi that a Bechor, that a regular Bechor, that we know it's a Bechor with no bit of a roif, and it dies, that it's Asher Bahana? I mean, the Pshat HaTayis is Pashat. That this Isra Hanoah, Kedei Lefarsim, Shniftana Min HaBechira, is not just a way of informing everyone that it's Pashat Min HaBechira. How does it even work? How does the fact that we Ashtar Bahanoah, how will people know from that it's Nifshat Min HaBechira? And why the Pshat is Pashat? That because when a Bechor itself dies, it's Ashtar Bahanoah. So even though this case, Lamaisa, it's Batal Barayiv, and it should be Mutter Bahana, we treat it like there's no Bittal Barayiv. We treat it like the Bechor came out by itself. And just like when the Bechor regularly dies, it's Asher Bahana, so also this one we Asher Bahana. So now everyone is wondering, why is this Asher Bahana? Hare, it's Bittal Barayiv. Elamai, whoa, must be that it's still called the Vlad. And that's why it's Asher Bahana. So that's why they'll know that it's Pachar Benah Bechayra. So the whole way that they're going to realize that it's usher, that it's Pachar Menah Bechayra is because they see that Chazal treated it like a Vlad, treated it like there's no Bittul Barayiv, so in that they'll come to realize that it's considered a Vlad to Pachar Menah Bechayra. So, but it says Taisus that if when a Bechor itself dies, it would not be usher Bahana. And also in our case, we wouldn't usher Bahana. The whole Indian of ushering Bahana is treating it like there's no Bittul Barayiv. Mela, that's why that's our Taisus Mechiach. That it's Asher Bahana. So just now, so that was a clear pshat and taste that the pshat in our Gemara that the Kedei Lefarsim was not a new way of informing people that it was Pachar Menah Bechayra, but rather it's by treating it like there's no bit of Barayiv. So if so, we can have a little bit of a horror that haray this thing, even if it would be without the bit of Barayiv, it's not going to be for sure Asher Bahana. Haray, maybe it's in a keva. If it would be in a keva, then it would be Mutter Bahana. And a kevah that comes out as a bechor, it doesn't have any kedushas bechira. So why do we talk asher b'hana? Bechor the charge has to be that it's only been something that raises the chumrah. That's true. That if it would be in a kevah, it would be mutter b'hana. But I don't know whether it's zachar in a kevah. It's all I don't know. I just see a chararas dam. I just see a cake of blood. I don't see any zachar in a kevah. So I don't know what it is over here. Zachar in a kevah. So but there's a suffix zachar. So suffix zachar without bitul barayiv would require me to asher b'hana. Also, now that there is bitul barayiv, I still asher b'hana because that's a din of a suffix zachar without bitul barayiv. That's asher b'hana. That's clear pshat in the Gemara based on today's later on. But an ikar din of the Gemara, the Achronim have a big, big question. What's before the din d'oraisa of this chararos da? The din d'oraisa is that it's mutra b'masa over maga, it's tar b'sar b'maga b'masa, and it's mutra b'hano, because it's bitul b'raif, but it's patra b'na b'chayru. So Chazal looked to inform me that inform the people that it was patra b'na b'chayru, so therefore maybe they asked me d'rabbanan, they asked b'hano. The question is, why is it midah d'oraisa and patra b'na b'chayru? How it does like bitul b'raif works gabi maga b'masa and works gabi yisr hano. It should also work like Gabi Patra Minah B'chayra. Bittul B'raif says that what came out here is Dam, and Vlad did not come out. There's no Vlad. So why isn't Patra Minah B'chayra? That Peter Rechem, when the first Vlad comes out, it patras the Bo'acharov. It's only if a Vlad comes out. If the Rechem opens up for Dam to come out, it doesn't patra Bo'acharov. So here, because with the din of Bittul B'raif, there's no Vlad. All there is Dam. So why is the Patra Bo'acharov? This question asks the Rishis Bikurim over here, and the Sepler and Simen Chof. So the Rishis Bikurim, because this question wants to say tremendous chiddush, that really what we find are two inyanim of a Bukhar. One, there's a Bukhar that's miskadish to be a Bukhar. It has to be born first, a Zohar, a Peter Rechem, it's miskadish to be a Bukhar. But we find also many oifanim that there's the firstborn that patters the Bo'acharov, even though it itself was not miskadish to be a Bukhar. Like in a keva, patras the Bo'acharov. Yotzei Doifin, patras the Bo'acharov. Even though they themselves are not miskadish to be a Bukhar. So says the Rishis Bikurim, that din, that the first one, patras the Bo'acharov, is even before it comes out to Avira Oila. The first Vlad that has the Yetzira, once it's conceived, and there's a Vlad, so that's already considered the first Vlad. And Mimela, another, even if that never comes out of the Rechem, any Vlad afterwards can never be a Bukhar. This is already called the Rishon, the Rishon of Vladis. The Rishon of Vladis is based on the one that's conceived first, that's formed first, not the one that comes out of your Olam first. So Mimela, the Pshat Gemara is Pashen Moed. It's true that when this Chararos Dam came out to the Avir Olam, it was not a Vlad. And that's why it's Mutra B'Hano, it's no Tumah. But the Patra the Bo'acharov, you don't need to be a Vlad coming out of the Rechem. As long as it's a Vlad in the Rechem, the first Vlad that was conceived in the Rechem, that already patras the Bo'acharov. That's the Chiddush of the Rishis Bikurim. The Melar Sugya is the Yushav Lahafli. The Stipler also has a tzad to say this. The way the Stipler says it is what happens if you have a Vlad that's conceived and then it's burnt inside of the Rechem. Will it patra the Bo'acharov? Stipler says that if we say, yeah, then our Sugya is Pashit. But Sefer says that it's impossible to say such a thing. Every time that we have twins, Mishnah is earlier by Behemoth Temeah and by Behemoth Tehoira, every time that you have twins, so the din is whichever Vlad comes out first, that's the Bechor. Says the Sefer, how do we know which one was conceived first? It's very likely that the one that came out second was conceived first. Chazal say by Yaakov and Esav. Esav came out first, but Yaakov was noitzer from the Tipa Rishonah. Yaakov was conceived before Esav was conceived. There, Chazal tells us Lahedya. But every other case, even though we don't know for a fact, but we also don't know the other way, should always be a Suffolk. Every time that you have twins, the first one should only be Kaddish be Suffolk. Maybe the other one was conceived first. Elamai, it's Muchach that we go with the Rishon Leleda, and not the Rishon Leyetzira. It's indicating Hadra Kush Leduchte. What's Pshat in our Sugya? Why when this Vlad comes out, that's a Chararos Dam, it's Bata Baroiv, and it's not part of the Bo'acharov. So the Sefer says, important Yisoid about Bita Baroiv, to explain our Sugya. Says the Sefer, not that we find always Bita Baroiv, was set on Dinim. Something is Osir, it's Osir to eat Chelev, it's Osir to eat Nevela. When it's in the Taroivis, and there's Roiv right there, it's Bottle. Tumma, you have Nevela's Matami, Bimaga, Bimasa. When it's in a taravis, it's bottle and it's tar. So in dinim that are on the chefsa right now. But this Vlad, says the Taipler, it's to patra the Bo'acharov is not a din in the Vlad. It's not an isser, a tumah, a chalois din in the Vlad. It's a metzias of a Vlad. And once a Vlad comes out, so there was a firstborn. It's not enough that it was in the rechem, it has to come out. Once it came out, There was a region of Lotus. But that's not a chalois. No dinim on that region of Lotus. Once there was a Vlad, so the second one is no longer a Bukhar. So Mele here says the disciple, even though the dinim of the Chefs are Batal, but the Metzius is not Batal. So we still have a Vlad. So Mele, the Bukhar is not going to be a Bukhar, because there already was a region of Lotus. That's the side of the disciple. A great see his side. Now just to explain one point. When the disciple says that bit the brave on dinim on the Chefs, a lav davka means something which is usher right now, mamish, like chelav and nevela. It's mavur in Shulchan Aruch, in the Yerideisim and Tzadites, that if you have milk that's in arev with vegetables, and then or water, and there's shishim and other things connected to the milk, so now you can mix this whole tarevess with meat. Because the milk is bottled into the water, and now it's not milk. Hari, milk is not an isser in the milk. Milk is mutter, you're allowed to drink milk. How's the shaykh in this bitl barev? Teretz says that even though you could drink milk by itself, but you can't drink milk with meat. Milk klapi basar is called a chaticha disura. Milk by itself is a chaticha datera. But when you're coming to put something in meat, so it's usher to put milk in meat. So and shaykh a bitl on milk, because it's klapi basar, it's called the chaticha disura. That's a din in the chefza. It's a din in milk that it's usher with basar. So maybe it's shaykh in a bitl. It's water is mutter with basar, and milk is usher with basar. So now the milk fell into the water, so the water, which has a heter with basar, is mevat of the milk, which is usher with basar. But it's also a din in the chefza. Mashen can hear the type of saying it's not a din in the chefza b'chal, no dinim, no iser, heter, nothing to do with the chefza. So once there was a vlad, the male patches the bo'acharuf. That's the say to this type. Here we can bring a makar to say this type, besides our sugya, another sugya. So you need the daf chav zayin. It says there that Rav Shimon holds at a shilya. So say if vlad that came out with a lot of other things that came out as an eifel, so it's not mitame mitumas oil. Rav Shimon holds because it's batal b'roiv, just like our chararos dam by behemos, same thing by adam. It comes out and there's roiv other things, so it's batal b'roiv and meila it's not mitame mitumas oil. Says the Gemara there, need the daf chav zayinim and beis, that Rav Shimon is moida, that the mother is tamei tumas leida. She has the name of your ledes to be tamei. She asks why? How the vlad is batal? The vlad is batal. There's no vlad. So why does she have tumas leida? So b'chari, this is the same insight as the stapler. Now when I don, I'm the tuma of the vlad itself to be mitamei bim be'oil. So that's a tuma in it. It's tumas meis, and that it's batal b'roiv. But klami the tumah of the mother that she has tumas leida. There, I just want to know was there a metzius of the vlad? If there was a leida, there was a vlad that came out, so she's tumah. So batal b'roiv doesn't say there was no vlad. It says there's no dinim on the vlad, but there was a vlad. So once she had a vlad, so she's tumah 2 months later. That's why I bring makar to this type. However, this type asks on himself from a Mordechai, famous Mordechai, the Mordechai in Seif Chulin, asks on the Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara there says that Yevama Shirokiko Dam is Kshera. It's considered that she did the Rekika, that Yevama has to spit. This is called that she did a Kosher Rekika. I do is Dam. Says the Gemara that Yevshir Dam below Yitzichtuche Roik. There'll always be some Roik that comes out with the Dam. So because of that little Roik, she's Mekayim that did Rekika. Ask the Mordechai that why is the Dam not Mevato the Roik? There's Roiv Dam and Biut Roik. So now should be mevatel the Reich. Says the Mordechai Yisoid, that's not our topic right now, just to mention the Mordechai, famous Mordechai, that we don't see bitl b'roiv and something that comes out to the world in the Tarevitz. The two things that are already here, then one can be mevatel the other. But if it's tchilas yitziyosoy la'olam, it's in the Tarevitz, then it's not shaykh bitl b'roiv. That's the story of the Mordechai. That's not negatos right now. But the Sefer asks on the question of the Mordechai. What was the Mordechai asking? That the dam should be mevatel the Reich. Right, the din that the Yevamah was Mekayim or din Rekika is not a chalois din in the Reich. The Reich has dinim on it. It's enough that there's a metzius of Reich that came out. Once some Reich came out, so then she did a Rekika. So the bitl b'roiv of the dam is not going to say there's no Reich. It says the Reich couldn't be metamei or other dinim that we have in the Reich. But there doesn't need the chefts of Reich. Bitl is not mevatel that. that the Shas is type of that. When the Mordechai is muchach, that he does not hold of this yisoid. The Mordechai holds that bittul beroiv is mevatel also the chefta itself. So again, hundred kushel duchte by us. Why is the main attack of hotter and abuchayra? Harei tak hold of vlad bichlal. Separately, shver tak at tarachiyun. The Mordechai, how do you learn our sugya? We now go further down in the Yomud. The Mordechai brings the mission in Olus. That ain't lenefalim psichas akever. Achiagilu reish kepika. The Gemara says this pika means a pika shall tzemer, shall shti. And Hemshach Gemara we say also the Rabbi Behema the same thing. And Behema also is totally in Hegel Resh Kepika for its Leda. But that's a pika shall erev. By Isha it's a pika shall shti. So what are the nafkaminas of these psichas akever that we need? That we need only by Hegel Resh Kepika when it's a chash of the head. Then it's considered a psichas akever. So the Gabi Isha Rashi explains in Afkamina the Gabi Tumas Oyel that an Isha that was about to give birth and the Vlad is not alive and you take her out of the house and bring her to another house, is the first house Tame? So if she had a psichas akever in the first house, it's enough to be metameit. But we need that only a psichas akever of a head that was Hegel Resh Kepika. That's the Gabi Isha. What's the Gabi Behema? So Rashi says it's similar enough Kamina that the Behema, the Vlad died inside of the mother, and the Roya sticks his hand in to pull the Vlad out. So if there's a Psichas HaKever, and it's Hegel Reish Kepika, so then it's Metame, if not. Why is it not Metame? So Rashi says, because it's Tuma Blua. Tuma Blua ain't a Metama. As long as the Vlad has been made Ima, it's called Tuma Blua. But once it already has Psichas HaKever, so it's Tuma is no longer considered blue, it's about to come out. Only when there's a choshev yitzia of a choshev of vlad of a reish kapika, then I no longer consider it as tuma blua. Then that psichas akever has a din of psichas akever to be mighty that reish, then it's no longer considered tuma blua. Rashi l'gabe isha never explained to us why it was Torah until there's a psichas akever. By behema Rashi said because of tuma blua. By isha Rashi didn't say the reason why it's Torah. Rashi just says you need a psichas akever. The chayr should be the same thing. It should be also because of Tumah Blua. Why else would it be Tar? But Rashi left it out. Behema Rashi explains later on in the Amud. Earlier in the Amud by Isha, Rashi didn't explain. So from this Rashi, it seems that Rashi holds that an Uber Shemes, the Mei Imoy, that he's Tar before he comes out, is even without a din of Tumah Blua. The emphasis is the Machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Chulin and Afayin Beis. The Gemara there brings the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Yishmoel says, learns out of a pasuk, al pnei ha-sodeh, that an uber b'mei imoy is tar, even though he himself died, but he's not metame. As long as he's b'mei imoy, he's not metame. And Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva darshens the pasuk differently, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that an uber b'mei imoy is yem metame. So why is Rabbi Yishmoel metire? So Rashi says, because of tumah blua. And Rabbi Akiva, according to Rashi, argues on Tumah Blua. Holds the Tumah Blua is Metame. That's what we're in Rashi and Chulin. And Daf Ayin Amud Beis and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. But Taisa there and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph argues. Taisa says that it could be Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both of the Tumah Blua is not Metame. But here we're not talking about Tumah Blua. We're talking about the Uber stuck his hand out. So the hand is out of the mother. So it's no longer Tumah Blua. The hand is no longer Tumah Blua. And the hand is in the house. So now we have an Uber that's dead. He should be Metame B'Oyel. And his hand is not blue and it's in the house. So it should be Metame. And Rabbi Kiva says, in Echrami, it is Metame. Rabbi Shmuel learns out of a Pasuk, Al Pnei HaSodeh, that there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that we need that the Vlad should be out of the mother in order to be Metame. That's what Taisa says there. So here there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that was said, that even in a case when it's not Tumah Blua, it's only Metame after a Leda. Only Metame with Leda, then it's Metame. So, Rashi Vayos is Mashma, that learns like Taisus and Chulin. There's a Gzeris HaKosuv that you need a Leda. And in that, we understand why you need a Psichas HaKever. You need a Psichas HaKever, not for the din of Tumah Blua. Rashi doesn't mention Tumah Blua. But for this new din, you need to be Al Pnei HaSodeh. So that, once there's a psichas akever, it's no longer considered al pnei hasodeh. Even though for other dinim in the Torah, it's not considered a leida. Alin is only when the vod is moitzi roishai from the mother. But for the zinah al pnei asodah, it's enough that there was a psichas hakever. And that we say you need a psichas hakever, and it's only considered a psichas hakever in order when it's going to be moitzi a roish kapika. That'd be the mashmoyis of Rashi by us. Coming back to behema, by behema the tzad to be metayer is because of tuma blua. Once it's had your reish kapika, then it's no longer considered tuma blua and it's metami. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, and Tosis and the Ramban, they all learn the Gemara the same way. Ask the Marit Algazi Yakushi Atzuma. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin and Daf Ayin Amud Beis. It says that behema shemeis uber b'seich meyer. And he touches it. He's tar. Why is he tar? So explains the Gemara. Amar of Chizda. Kavu Choymer. If the Shechita, the mother, works for the Vlad, to be Matur Ba'achila, that's the Yisayda Perkei Ma'amakshe, if the Shechita, the mother, is Matur the Vlad. So if it works to be Matur Ba'achila, Kol Shekeinah should work to be Matar Midei Nevela. Svarav of Chizda. The Rishayim explained the gedder of the Svara in the Kavach HaChomer is to say that we consider the Vlad as Chayag of Imay. The reason the Shechit to the mother is matched to the Vlad, even when the Vlad died, I mean, you can't eat a Nevela. Why is the Shechit to the mother matched it? Because we consider the Vlad to be alive, Agav Imay. So the male, it also works in the time we day Nevela, because we consider it Chayag of Imay. Whatever the answer might be in Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda the Lamaisa tells us a Kavach HaChomer. That the Vlad is tar. Ask Rashi Tais and Chulin and the Mishnah there. Why do we need this whole Mishnah? Tepa Galeim Yishum Tuma Blua. So they say that we're going to Mandomer that Tuma Blua is Yem Metame. Still here there's a new Svar to be Metayer. That there's no Tuma Bechlau. You don't have to come out to Tuma Blua. But there's no Heft of Tuma. You have a Kavach HaChomer to say that there's no Tuma Bechlau. That is the Mishnah of Maseches Chulin. So ask the Marit Al Gazi, so what's happening by us? The behema had a psichas hakever, and it's hegel reish kapika, so now you're going to be tar. Says the Marit Al Gazi, hotenach, if the tatami mitar was only because of tuma plua. Then we can say that hegel reish kapika and psichas hakever works, to say that's no longer considered plua. But here there's a new reason to be mitar, because the shechita of the mother works to be matir ba'achila, so may that also works to be mitar midei nevela. So why did we lose that reason? So Marit HaGazi has a tzad to say, a chiddush, that maybe we would say that the din of psichas hakever, that only is an afkamina legabi tuma, there's an afkamina also legabi the shechita of the mother. Even though the shechita of the mother is matir the vlad be'achila, that's only before a psichas hakever. Once there's a psichas hakever, it's too late. Shechita the mother is no longer matter the vlad of be'achila, and neila comes out also nafkamina legabe tuma. The psichas hakever, just like it says the vlad is no longer considered b'mei imoy, to give it the heter of achila, it no longer will give it the taira of the kavach HaChomer. The kavach HaChomer of Rav Chizda is based on the fact that shechita is matir it. So once there's a psichas hakever and the shechita is not matir it, so neila also it doesn't have the taira. That's Marit HaGazi has a tzad to say. Marit HaGazi is pushes that away with two hands. Says, no, you cannot say that. For numerous reasons. Number one, asks the Marit HaGazi, why did all the Rishonim by us say the Nafkamina was Legabe Tumah Taira? Why didn't they say a much more basic Nafkamina, Legabe Heter Achila? That's the Iker Yesod HaDvarim. The Yesod HaDvarim of Tumah Taira is based on Heter Achila. So if it would be Mutar Bachila, then it's Tar. And if it's Asher Bachila, then it's Tumah. So why did the Rishayim say the Nafkamina of Taira? They should have said the Nafkamina of Heter Achila. And right, Heter Achila is also named Bizman Hazeh. Maybe it's not Masha Mechlal and the Rishayim that they were talking about the din of the Heter Achila. And Marat HaGazi also asked questions from Maseches Chulin that it's not Masha that way. The Mishnah says in the Vina Vimam Aksha and Daf Samaches that Hoytias Roishoy Hareyuki Yolud. Why do you need Roishoy? It's enough that there's a Psichas HaKever even before Roishoy. It's enough with the psichas hakever that no longer gets the heter of the shechita of the mother. So if lemaisa we will agree that it gets the shechita of the mother even after Pesach HaSakever, as long as the Vlad did not, was not Moitzi Reishai, then all the Mishanim are Tamua. And if Avad it's Torah, Mishanim the Kalav HaChever. Mirta Gazi says at the end that we have to say, but that's the Rishanim, is they were referring not to Behema Tahira, but rather to Behema Tameya. Hey, by Behema Tameya, we do not have the Kalav HaChever. That if the Shechit of the mother works to be Matir Ba'achila, then it's also Matir. Because the Shechit of the mother does not work to be Matir Ba'achila. So Behemis, there's Machlek HaSaroyim there in the Mishnah on Chulin, on Daf Ayin, on Medbez. What's the din of Behema Tameya? And the Roya sticks his hand in, is he tar or not? Rabbi Yisrael Levi says that he's tummy, because here there's no Kalav HaChomer. Tanakama argues, Tanakama says that there's a hekish between Behema Tameya and Behema Tahira. So just like Behema Tahira is tar because of the Kalav HaChomer, so it's where Makish to Behema Tameya, and it's also tar, even though by it in itself, there's no Kalav HaChomer. Says the Marit HaGazi, so ben afkamina of our sugi of Pesach HaKever will be by Behema Tameya. Lefir Beisaglili. Beisaglili holds a Behema Tameya where we don't have the Kalav HaChomer, it's Taka Tame. So now it's an Afkamina, but it could still be Tar because of Tumah Blua. But once there's a Pesach HaKever, it's no longer considered Tumah Blua, and that's when you'll be Tame. That's what you have to say with Asa Rishayna. Avada, this Marit HaGazi says, Avada, this is a Doichak to say this, Pshat in the Gemara. It says the Marit HaGazi, this is members of the Makor of the Rambam. The Rambam explained the sugya differently. The Rambam brings down our sugya not in Dinei Tumah and Taira, but rather in Hilchos Becheiros. The Rambam, the Agdalah of Becheiros, Halach Yud Gimel, says the following. Behema Shiyotas Maleya Ubos Reikonis. Haboach Arkein Bechor Misafik. Shema Dover Sh'enoi Peitim Bebecheiro Yipila. This is the Gemara Nid and Daf Choftes. Etc. You have a behema that's pregnant. It goes to take a walk. And comes back a while later. And it's no longer pregnant. What happened? So we don't know where the vlad is. So we there's no nafkina for the vlad itself. But now we want to know that a few months later it gets pregnant again. Is the second vlad going to be chayv and bechayv or not? So the Gemara says that it's a suffix. Because maybe it was mapil something which is not patra mina bechayv. So what is that? Rashi needs explains. Shema ruach yipila. Maybe it was mapila ruach. Maybe it was really never pregnant, and therefore it's going to be chayv in bechira. Or it was mapila vlad and it was pregnant, and therefore it's pater mina bechira. And being that we don't know that, it's a suffik. So Ram brings down this gemara that maybe it's mapila something and pater mina bechira. Then the Ram goes on. The ein lenifle behema ptiras rechem, at shiagilu roish kepika shel erev. A navel of a behema is not considered a pepeter rechem unless it's magil roish kepika. So it's pretty clear from the Rambam. Merit HaGazi speaks out of the head, and that's also clear from the Rambam. He also understood this way, that the sefer of the Rambam was coming to explain the ratio. How do we have a case that behema was mapil something which is not patra min abachira? So Rashi said the case was the chashash is shema ruach yipila. The Rambam said not that's a far out chashash to be worried of ruach. It looks like it's pregnant with a real vlad. So what's the chashash? The chashash is maybe it was mapil something that was not in magil reish kepika. It was not magil reish kepika, and in that it will not be potter min abuchayra. If it was mapil something which is not magil reish kepika, it's not considered a vlad to potter min abuchayra. That's clear. The Rambam learn the Gemara. A kopanim it's mavur lehed in the Rambam that the din of our sugya was not a din said like I be psichas akever, like Rashi and Tosfos in the Rambam learned. At what second exactly is it called psichas akever? Rather, the Rambam learned it's a klal in bechira that if a behemah's mapil of vlad that is not hegel reish kepika, it's not considered a vlad like I be bechira. And the mashmoyis of the Rambam is that it's not even considered a vlad to patra ba'acharuf. So being the Vatim Shad in the Ramban has many questions on the Rambam. Many Mishnayas and Gemaras that we see that in order to Pater Bo'acharov, you do not need Hegel Reish Kapika. Ramban says, from Chararos Dam, our Mishnah, Chararos Dam, so it's Pater Menabachayra. Why is it Pater Menabachayra if you the Rambam? There's no head gerish kapika. In the previous Gemara, by Tinuf Peter, Shmuel says, Babuei Duma, that's called Tinuf. It's Pacha the Boacharov. There's no head gerish kapika. The man asks from the Mishnah later on, by Gabi Pidyon Ben, that if Isha's mapil, a sandal, so it looks like a shoe, it's filled with lots of stuff inside, dam, and so it's considered a vlat, the patrim and abochera. All these cases, there's no hegel resh kapika. Why is the patrim and abochera? Very big questions on the Rambam. And also in Svar, the Rambam is difficult. Lamaisa, there's a vlat. Who cares whether it's hegel resh kapika or not hegel resh kapika? In Rashi and Taisus, we only saw the Indian of hegel resh kapika as Svar and Psichas HaKever. At what point Tzichas HaKever is already considered like the Vlad is Bachutz for a certain dinim, even though really it's not Yolud for most dinim in the Torah, but for a certain dinim, it's considered the Vlad is enough Shaykhus to the Chutz to be Metame? That's only when it's Helgi Resh Kapika. But if you the Rabbi, we're talking about that it was born entirely. It was born entirely. Why do you also need Helgi Resh Kapika? So we've seen the Rabbi Mira Chiddush. For some reason, the Torah's Vlad, Lagabi Bechoyer, is different than the Vlad in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, Vlad is considered a Vlad, mothers has Tumas Leida. And other dinim, a Vlad is considered a Vlad even without Hegel Rosh Kapika. But in order to be considered a Bechor, then you need a Chashivus. Rashi Al HaTorah says that the word Bechor means Choshuv. Tafani Bechor Etneyu. It's an Indian of Chashivus. So in order to get the Chashivus of being a Bechor, according to the Rambam, you need to be Hegel Resh Kapika. But we still have answered the Rabban's questions. What do you do with all the Rabban's rayas? That you see that the Patre Boacharov, you do not need to be Hegel Resh Kapika. So the Rashi's Bikurim by us says, B'doichak, you have to say Lefi the Rabban. That in all these cases, we're talking about that we were Boidik and we saw that it was Hegel Resh Kapika. I don't know exactly how we were Boidik it, but we were Boidik and we verified. It was Hegel Resh Kapika. That's his tenets. I read the Biskarov, your utensils, says different Mahalach in the Rambam. It says the Biskarov in Yisoid that there are two types, there are two inyanim in a Bechor. One is to be Miskadish, to be a Bechor, to be the Peter Rechem. And there's something else, which is to be the region of Lodus, the Patr of the Bo'acharov. Or you've seen the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yotes. Even a Yotzei Doifen patters the Bo'acharov, even though he's not a Peterech. As long as there's the first Vlad, it's a region of Lodis, then it patters the Bo'acharov. Says Briskarov, the sole chiddush of the Rambam that you need to be Hegel Resh Kapika, to be considered a Bechor, is only in the unique shame of Bechor, the Gavi Peterech. But a Vanda, even without being Hegel Resh Kapika, it's called a Vlad, and it patters the Bo'acharov. Because it doesn't call it Terakul, it's called the Vlad. So too, over here it's called the Vlad, to patch of the Bo'acharov, because it's called the region of Vladis. So what's the mice of the Nafkamina of the Rambam? The Nafkamina of the Rambam is that when you have a Vlad Shaloi Hegoresh Kapika, even though it patches the Bo'acharov, and then the Rambam agrees to the Ramban, but it will not have been Miskadish as a Bechor, it won't have Kedush as a Bechor to be Asher Bahana. That's it in the Rambam. The whole din of the Rambam was not said Gabi the Patra of the Bo'acharov, but only Gabi the Skadish to be a Bukhar. Now, as we said, the reading of the Rambam is not that way. The Rambam L'chayra brought this in the same halacha to explain the Gemara Nida. How do we have a case that is Mapi or something which is not Patra of Mina B'chayra? The answer was maybe it wasn't Hegel Resh Kapika. But Fidu Biskarov, even without Hegel Resh Kapika, it still Patras the Bo'acharov. So what's the chat in the Rambam? Bechor and Biskarov learned that the Sefer of the Rambam was not coming to explain the ratio. And the Rambam wrote two halachas. First, he quoted the Gemara in Nida. Maybe he's mapping something she'ina pertim in Abachira, like a ruach, like Rashi says there. That's one halacha. And then there's another halacha that in order to be niskadish, to be a peter rechem, then needs to be hegel resh kapika. But even without that, it will be a vlad at the patch of the Bo'acharov. That's Bechor Chav to describe the Rambam. He's not the only one that read the Rambam this way. Say for Sidre Tyrus and Maseches Olus. He also learns the Rambam this way, that the Sefer of the Rambam is not a perish of the Rish. So you have to speak out. Or lefi the biskarov, it's her share from the Gemara. The Gemara says vayos that a chararos dam is tikaver. It's in a chamis before the Gemara that that's only midir rabbanon. That mishum bittel barayv na guba. Without bittel barayv, then the chararos dam would be asher b'hanah. If you don't know why is it asher b'hanah? The isra b'hanah is only when it's kaddish to be a bechor. Hare without hegel reish kapika. So it's not as kaddish to be a bechor. So why is asher b'hanah? So we have to say a few the Rambam in a chami midah writes it only asher b'hanah when it was behegel reish kapika. But you could could be the case that you could check and find whether it's hegel reish kapika. So there would be cases that are that it's going to be asher b'hanah, and in Mela we should always asher misafik midah reisa because it was maybe it's hegel reish kapika. But now there's bitl b'roiv, so it's tar entirely. Midrabanu we metame it. Like we said earlier in this year, and we were not we don kilu there's no bitul b'roif, and now there's a suffix whether it's hegel reish kapika or not. But you still need the side of this rav to answer the Rabban's questions. The Rabban brings cases that we say bevados that is potter min habachira, like our mishnah by chararos dam by tinuf. We say as a fact that is potter min habachira. Why is it not at least a suffix? Maybe it was not hegel reish kapika. And that the Biskrav answered that the Rambam agrees that it's enough with the Teretz of Lan to patra the Bo'acharav. That's one Nafkamina of the Biskrav. The Biskrav said another Nafkamina, even Lagabi the patra to patra the Bo'acharav. What's a Nafkamina? The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Ayin. An interesting Gemara there. The Gemara has a suffix by Hidbik Shnei Rechamim Zeb Zeb. The person took one cow and he put the Rechem of one cow against next the Rechem of another cow. And cow A had a bachar. It came out of cow A and then went into cow B. And then went straight from cow A into cow B. And then a little while later it came out of cow B. Gemara's mistopic whether cow B is now potter min habachira. That's Rashi and the Rambam explaining the Gemara that way. The suffix is whether it's potter min habachira. Tainu, it's pashut that it's not miskaddish to be the bachar of cow B. Because it's not, it's vlad. It's not the rishon of vlad just klapi the cow B. But it still might have a shame peter rechem for by gabi cow B to say that the bo'acharav is potter min habachira. So says the Biskarov that in the case it would be loy hegel reish kapika, and avada here would not be potter the bo'acharav. Here the only reason it's pottering the bo'acharav is because it's a peter rechem. Here it's talking not a rishon of lodos of cow B, but it could be a peter rechem of cow B. So here we need to ask the shame peter rechem, and for that. We need after the mile of Helga Reish Kapika. Going back to Biskarov's Mahalach and the Rambam. So just to summarize, come here, you said to take a shayla in Bechiris. Is the Teres Vlad, Lagabi Bechiris, same Teres Vlad we have in Kolat Terukula? According to the Rambam, the answer is yes. That if there's no new dinim over here. Just like for every din, even without Helga Reish Kapika, it's called a Vlad. Also, here it's called a Vlad. Once some Vlad came out, so it's Kaddish B'Bechayra if it was a Petarechem, and about a Pater is the Bo'acharav. That is the opinion of the Ramban. However, the Rambam holds that there was a new Din Vlad that said Legabi B'Chayra. Only a Vlad that's Hegel Reish Kapika, only in this case is it considered a B'Chayra. So, B'Pshuta Shadvaram, the Rambam means Legabi everything. That's how the Ramban understood the Rambam. That if it would not be Hegel Reish Kapika, also not Pater the Bo'acharav. Ramban, the Meret Lagazi, understood the Rambam this way. They asked on him. The Rishon Bikurim said an answer to answer the Rambam's questions. But upon him, they understood the Rambam was saying a klal that it's not considered a vlad that got be bechor bechlal. And the Rambam is mechalik that the same terrors of vlad that works for kol terah kula also works here to patra the bo'acharav. That's enough that you have a vlad. But there's a unique din to be a petarechem, to be niskadish, to be a bechor, that we need a special type of vlad. That vlad is only when it's hegel reish kapika. And that's got the shame petarechem, not only for the kedushas bechira. The Biskrav and Pshat in the sugya in Chulin Daf Ayin, that we have a case when the vlad will not get kedushas bechira, but in order to patra the bo'acharav, thereby hidbik shnei rechamim, in order to patra the bo'acharav, we need to be a petarechem. So only as the mile of a petarechem if it's hegel reish kapika. Go further down in the Amud. The Mar brings the memory of Reish Lakish b'shem Rav Yudin Nisiya. And a person buys seer from an amaret mashiko amayim utar. Either it's Rubit Seer and it's not Makabal Tumo, or it's Rav Mayim, and the Hashaka works. So Rashi here says that Rashi says that a term on a shach. Says vadi mayim uravim, but if imay aruba ubatil hatzir beroyv umekabel tuma machmas hamayim. It says if the water is roiv and now the tzir is batal and it's mekabel tuma because of the water, so then hashaka works. So before in the lashon of Rashi, there's something that when tzir is batal beroyv, now the tzir itself is mekabel tuma. It's also before this way in the hemshach of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, brings in the member of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Lekdeira is going to be a problem of Matzah Minas Minah Vineyar. So Rashi says, Yir Maschal Aval, Sakin es Akdeira Osir, Shemaim Shebesoy Chatzir, Moitzin Mayim, Shebekdeira, Mitzarfin Yachad, Rabin Al Atzir, U Metamin Oisoy. And now that it's Roy Mayim, it's going to be Metami the Tzir. Before Ladian Rashi, twice, now when there's, we have a Dover HaMekabal Tumah, Roy with Dover HaMekabal Tumah, mute. So now that even the miut is mekabel tuma. Taisus argues to Rashi. Taisus Rasul Veneer says Taisus quotes the lashon of Rashi. He says v'loy dok the tzir labak ibule tumahu. Tzir can't be mekabel tuma. Even if it's bal tabaroy, it cannot be mekabel tuma. So if machlekes your Rashi and Taisus, when you have something which is not mekabel tuma, now it's bal tabaroy, is it mekabel tuma or not? What's the Bira Machlekes? Says the Oyneg Yontif in Siman Dalet. The Yontif there has the Chakira. If Bittul B'Roiv only works to be Mafkia Dinim. Mafkia, an Isser, something was Osser, now it's Bittul B'Roiv, so it's no longer Osser. Or when something is Tamei, and now it's Bittul B'Roiv, it's no longer Tamei. Declares the Oyneg Yontif, if Bittul B'Roiv works also to give Dinim. The case that he talks about is you have a lot of tzitzis that are nitvei lishma, and one tzitzis is nitvei shelo lishma. Can we say that tzitzis that shelo lishma is batal b'roiv, and now it's considered like lishma, and now you can put it in your beget? That's the chakir of the Oyneg Yontif. The Oyneg Yontif says that it's totally machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Mechares and Daf Chav Beis. Here we have roiv mayim and miyutz here, and according to Rashi, The tzir itself becomes mekabel tuma. It takes on a new din. It becomes like mayim. Just like mayim can be mekabel tuma, also tzir can be mekabel tuma. It can take on a din of a positive din. Now, Shaykh and Taisos is not that way. Taisos holds that bittul b'roiv does not work to give dinim. If the tzir by itself, in its own right, is not mekabel tuma, then even when it's bittul b'roiv, it will still not be mekabel tuma. It's clear that this is the machlokes here between Rashi and Taisus. It's machlokes l'shitasam. We have another place in machlokes Rashi and Taisus, which is the same you said in the machlokes. The Prima Godim in the Hakdama to Hilchos HaRoivus is mistapik. When if roiv iser and miyud heter, so for sure, it's for sure usher to eat. But the question is, do you also get malchus for eating the heter? Person eats a taroivus, where it's 90% usher and 10% mutter, and eats a kezayis. So that 90% of that kezayis is usher and 10% is mutter. Do we give him malchus or not? This is the chakir of the Prima Godim. So this chakir is l'chor telling the same chakira. Can the heter take on the din of usher that in itself becomes usher now? And now you can also get malchus for eating the heter. So the Prima Godim brings at the minchas koyin, holds that it's not nepach to iser, but he brings it this machlikas Rashi teis and zvachem b'fayin ches. There it's talking about pigol and iser and tamei, that if one of them is roiv over the other, so if you have roiv pigol and miut noiser, so according to Rashi, the noiser that's now miut is mitzarev to the pigol, and you can get malchus for eating pigol. So you have 80% of the kezayis is pigol, 20% is noiser. According to Rashi, you can get kezayis for eating pigol. And Tais says no. Tais says that even though it's batal, but it can't be mashlim the shear to say you get malchus. Same machlekes. Rashi holds a bittul b'roiv can create dinim on the davar mispatel. And Tais holds not that way. It can't create dinim. It only takes off dinim. That's heard dvarim brurim both Rashi and Tais by us and Rashi and Tais is in zvach. Another point here. Tais is there maschal hanoch. So he says that when there's miut mayim and roiv tzir, Mayim is bottle, and it's not mekabel tuma. Asks Tosis, why don't we say tam keker? All right, it doesn't say that there's shishim in the tzir keneged the mayim. As long as there's roiv in the tzir keneged the mayim. But why is that, says Tosis? Right, the mayim gives tam to the tzir. So the mayim should not be bottle, unless there's shishim, but roiv itself should not be enough. Says Tosis, the loyim are tam keker lingin tuma. You don't say tam keker legabi tuma. You don't say legabi my cholas asuris. This brings right from the also the Gemara later on by Nevela and Shchuta. The holding of tam keker was only said legabi my cholas asuris and not legabi tuma. The tam is pashut that tam keker is exeris akosif. We learn out of a pasuk and pashut the svara and the gedur of tam keker is because of the chashius of the tam. That normally there's a bit of a right that something is not chashu b'chal. It's bato. It's kamanda lesa. But if you can taste the iser, so we can't say that it's command alessa. How come on that you taste it? But that chashivus that iser has that you taste it is only when the nidun lefanenu is can I eat it or can I not eat it? So then I say if it has a chashivus in its tam, so it's not batal. But when the nidun is not a nidun of eating it, it's a nidun of gabi tuma, so why do I care that it has tam? It's hard the svar of our tesis. So there is a ran in Avodah Zarah that nuns, whether we say tam keker legabe isuri hana, I don't think that's a steer to the tesis, because in isuri hana, the kamarayas that isuri hana are also meshach shayach to the isuri achila. Just not only is it asher b'achila, that the isra achila, it's so much asher b'achila that also became asher b'hana. But the yisoid in the sherish adover is mitzad isra achila. I think it's dini tum entire that have no shayches at all to achila. So the time is irrelevant. That's the Pshat and Tesis. However, we find that Kivager took on that this way. Kivager and Gilyan Ashas in Seita Daf Tezayin Medbeis asks there that what's before in the Gemara there that by the Tipuri Mitzayra you put Mayim in the cup and then you shech the dam, you shech the Tipur and the dam goes into the cup. And the Gemara says that you need that there's enough dam that it should be near al pnei amayim. That if there's too much water on the blood and it no longer looks like blood afterwards, then it's not kosher. There has to be enough proportion of the dam to the mayim that you can see that it's dam. Ask Rav Kivager and Gilyan Ashas, why do we need so much dam? As long as there's more than shishim of dam connected to mayim, hari tam kikker de'araisa, and you get malchus for tam kikker, so it's not batal. So memela. It's considered that there's dam tzipor over here. That's the question of Rabbi Kivager. Karanoira and the Briskarov there in Saita argue with Rabbi Kivager. They say no. That only the chiddush of tam keker was only gabi mecholas asuris. Not like gabi other dinim when I need to have dam tzipor to mitar the mitzayra. And the Mikdash David in the Shurim on Chulin brings a raya connected Rabbi Kivager from Artesis. That our taste is mavura klal. The din of tam keker was only said legabe mecholas asures, and not legabe other dinim in the Torah. We're not going to get into right now the sugya of chayzer v'neir. Really leave that for tomorrow's daf. Daf Chav Gimel. We'll get into that more by Rikos. Just wanted to mention one last point from the Gemara Amud Beis. It says here in the Braisa that Rabbi Lezer holds that teirum v'tirkaf. Also, and the Chum say Tale v'teyochel, nikude moikloyos. So Rashi says a Tale that you can eat the whole thing. Umishum gzeira, the Rosh Hashanah's goyish gzeila, yitein domim lekayanim, or yor menesah b'teyochel lekayanim. So Rashi says that you have to give money or take off truma for the kayanim is because of gezel hashevet. That's the gears of the Rosh Hashanah. It's also clear in Rashi that Rashi holds you also give off money. Giving off money, obviously the nidan is the nidan of Chayshim Mishpat. Shum Gezel HaShevet. There's a chiddush here in Rashi that even though Rashi holds that if you want, you can give money, but when you give one of the sa'ad that are in this Tareves, then it has Dinei Truma. So the whole point is Gezel HaShevet. Therefore you can give money, you can give another object. So you decided to give from here, Minei Ubei. But the Chayit Iker point is Gezel. So why should I have Dinei Truma? You have to say that a kavanah that you're giving something from here minei ubei, the gather is that kilu, this is the truma. Really, that's in a truma. Al kuponim, the sheet of Rashi that if you want, you can give damim. Taisa Nivri Maskal Tala brings Rashi. Taisa agrees to the side of Rashi. Hedikar din is mishum gezel. But still, Taisa says that it's not mistaver that you can give damim. You have to dafka give truma. This brings raya from the Gemara and Shabbos and Tzmura that the thing that you give off has anadine truma. So if it has kedushas truma, then how could you replace that with money? And the point that we have earlier in Rashi, that when you give off the truma, it has dine truma. When you give off one of the things in the Tarevs, it has dine truma. So how can money take the place of something which is supposed to have a din truma? So Tzai says, Bakarcha, that the Gedra Chazal made is that with your mafresh has dine truma. Meneila, even though the reason was Gezal Shevet, but the Gedra is that it has dine truma. Therefore, you have to talk mimafresh, you have to mimafresh one of the things from the Tarevs. That's the opinion of Tzai. However, even if you Rashi, that Rashi holds that it's enough to give money, but if Avada Rashi holds in din, Rashi has to agree that in din you cannot eat the taroivas until you're mafresh. First in the Gemara in Shabbos, it takes quotes that when you're mafresh, one of the things on Shabbos is called nesakin, because you're being machshir the taroivas to be eaten. Kolzman that you're not mafresh, one out of the 101, then it's osur b'achila. And by mafreshit, it's a tikkun on the food. And the Gemara asks how to do it on Shabbos. Before that, even if you Rashi, Chazal asked to midra bonon to eat it, until you take care of the problem of gezel, the itzer of gezel, though really to choshim mishpat, the yisayin is mitzah, it didn't need choshim mishpat, but because it didn't gezel, Chazal asked me to eat the taravis until I take care of that problem. And the way I do that is by being mafresh, either money or one of the things of the taravis itself. One last point about this gather of the Dindrabanan here, about being mafresh, is in this big Taisus here, Taisus Dan's, and the din of Kama Batil. There's a close to Kasugi and Shas. Do we say Kama Batil or not? Taisus tries to bring a raya from the Sugi and Shabbos by Meduma, and it says, and you had one that fell into 101, which was Batil, and then another thing of Truma falls in, so it answers. So Taisa Zohar, we see that we don't say kama batil. We say that matzah minis mino yganeir. Because if the first one was batil entirely, so then who cares if the second one fell in? Taisa says there's no riot from there. Why not? Because you need to be, even when the first one fell in, it was usur, and you needed to take off that one. So it wasn't really batil. It's batil, it wasn't entirely batil. So therefore, when the second one fell in, it could be mitzarev to the first one. It says there's no riot from this din. However, the Rosh in Parakid Anoshe, Simon Lamed Zayin, brings this riot, and he says, from here we see, and we don't say kama batil. Says the Rosh, you need harama, you need to be mafresh, so it wasn't batil entirely. Says the Rosh, no, that's not a good point. It's not a riot. Because that's only mishum gezel ha-shevet. But the truma is batil entirely. So there's machlek is facing the Rosh. Taisa says that because you need harama, so it's a raya that is not batal. And the Rosh says that no, it is batal, that's only mishum gezel ha-shevet. I mean, the Rosh is a chara tamua. It's not, even though the yisoid is mishum gezel ha-shevet, but it's mucha in the Gemara, that it's usher ba'achila until you're mafresh. So the Maiz says usher. You have to see that pshat in the Rosh is, so the Minchas Avraham says, it's mucha that the pshat in the Rosh is, that this isser to eat until you're mafresh is a new isser. Chazal didn't say that it's an ikuv in the bittul. La'ilam, it's batal entirely. But they gave you a new iser to eat until you're mafreshed. To make sure that the kohen doesn't lose out. Just like, as an example, just like it's usher to eat until you give your behemoths to eat. So too, it's usher to eat until you give the kohen. But I mean, didn't bittul, it's batal entirely. And that's why the Rosh says, if we see this, the second one falls in and it answers, we see that we don't say kama batal. The Rosh learned that the Gedr, the Dindra Abonon, was a Nayar Isser, it was a new Isser, but the Bittul is entirely. But Taisal, not the way. Taisal that the Gedr of the Chazal Aser, you know, the Yisod of the Shem Gezel HaShevet, but the Gedr that Chazal Aser to eat was to say that it's not Bittul until you mafresh it. Mela, when the second one falls in, it's not connected to the Shaila of Matzah Minas Mina Vineyar, because the first one was never Bittul entirely. Arkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.